This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We did it. We are live from the Cancer Prevention Convention here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It is 9/11. It's a somber day to remember 15 years ago what had happened there. Hopefully we've learned something from it. Right now we're going to open the show. Super Don, you got your ears on? I just want to check. I got my humble and lovable producer available to me.
Yes, sir.
Okay. When I'm on remote, I can't see you. Like, where's Super Don? He's invisible. You're good. All right. Excellent.
Well, you know, we were talking about getting a cardboard cutout of me that you could just take with you on the road, right?
I do need a cardboard cutout of Super Don.
Go.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. So we are here, obviously, 9/11. We've got some stories related to that. But first and foremost, for the living here, especially, how do we deal with the real health crisis? Of course, many of the 9/11 responders are dealing with cancer from their exposure. At the time, does this mean they have chemotherapy deficiency diseases? Do they need more radiation in their lives? I think not. And that's why we're here at the Cancer Prevention Convention. Stephanie McKeith, who we had on earlier in the week talking about it, it's really happening. It's live. We're here.
We're here. We made it.
How's it going?
So we tore through all the walls that they built up, trying to stop us from hosting this here, but we did it. We made it. We're full house. We sold out.
Yes.
Feels good.
Did any doctors storm out when I was talking?
Not yet.
Not yet. No. Okay. I have to work harder at that. All right. So, yeah, I opened this morning. I imagine there were some students here, different things that were exposed primarily to mainstream thought and cancer. A lot of folks have learned about other views because of Ty and Charlene Bollinger. They're here as well, talking Step Outside the Box, cancer, and the book Unlock the Power to Heal, trying to give people insight and information on how they can navigate this terrain where the dominant thought form in science, which is really religion, I haven't said that as overtly in the lecture yet, but is that chemotherapy, radiation surgery, those are the three pillars, and anything else is not real. So how do you think that message is being received in this college town?
So I think that's been our greatest barrier in this college town, because we're so surrounded by conventional treatments, conventional methods, conventional way of healthcare. And it's not the only option. There are other options that the college town generation is not quite aware of. They're very open and they're very susceptible to it.
Mm-hmm.
And very willing to accept the information. So we made it a point to visit a lot of the colleges in this area, invite them to come and be a part of this. And they're took some pretty heavy notes there on your lecture. It was
really
pretty impressive, yeah.
So you actually had some college students here notes.
Yeah.
Because that's like, this is not a school day. What are they doing here taking notes?
On a Sunday, right?
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. So they must be hungry for information.
Hungry for information and for what has already happened to them that they didn't have control over.
Okay.
This is a very knowledge-seeking generation, the millennials.
Yeah.
They have all of the information they could ever want at their fingertips, and they're looking to put it into action.
Yeah, it's true. With all the information they have, the medical domination of that information is still almost too overwhelming for many of them. So they're reluctant to believe that some of these natural options are real because they haven't been validated by a university system that they still have invested in as a seat of knowledge, if you will. And, of course, when you're in a college town, a university town, there's usually a lot of big pharma thrown at these major research universities. And partly because of what I mentioned and Ty and Charlene mentioned in 1910 happened, the Flexner Report. And that set the stage for medical education to dominate the Western world in terms of what would be considered legitimate or not. And I think that's a big part of our struggle now, because we have a belief system that's been ingrained in us, not because it is legitimate, but because it's been repetitively beaten into us, that it becomes legitimate by force. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, way of life. Yeah. It's just what's been ingrained, the way you've been raised.
So what do you think? They've been beat up enough that they're finally willing to open up to this other viewpoint?
I don't know if it's that generation that's been beat up per se,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have to just go with what they've been told.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit older than that generation, so all I knew up until I had the opportunity to do my own research,
yes,
was what I've been told.
Right.
They can get on the internet. They have social media, which has been, I mean, that's 50% of how I put this whole convention on was through social media.
Wow.
But another means that I had was visiting the local colleges and universities. And mm-hmm. a really sad part, a point that I want to make is when I was there, their cafeterias are all fast food locations. There's no healthy options for them. So mm-hmm. to have this kind of information, they have to go outside of
school. They're eating GMO pesticide-laden foods every
day
at school.
Toxins.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're being fed toxins.
Right. Yeah. And it is difficult when that's everywhere and it's convenient and it's cheap, right? And suddenly you look at food and you go, wait a sec, why should I spend $10 for a burger that I could, they call it free range versus 4 or 3 or 2 or 99 cents for something that's been raised, I would call it pharmaceutically, but certainly in a factory setting. What is the value? The millennials seemingly very concerned about the environment, but is there cognitive dissonance on the food that they're eating? Is that your sense of what's happening? They only get that, okay, you're for the environment, but you're eating things that are destroying the environment, including your own environment.
Right. It's a very blurred vision that they're being handed. So it's hard. They've got to take the initiative to see through that and to take their information that they find from different conventions and conferences, such as the Cancer Prevention Convention, and actually put it into action.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what we're doing. And a question for you, Stephanie, is what happens after today? I mean, this is a phenomenal day of what's happening here. But what happens afterwards, right? You know, we have an exciting event. People learn a lot. Do they go back and do the same thing, or is there something that you can pick up locally here in Ann Arbor area where you are, right, that we want people to be encouraged to change what's happening in their hometown, in their backyard? Do you have thoughts of how to convert what we're doing here today into something like a movement locally?
Right. So this event is happening here in Ann Arbor. However, we do have people that cross the border. They came over from Canada. We have people from California, from Pennsylvania, all over.
Mexico.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Yeah.
So what I've learned over the past several years attending different conferences like that is mm-hmm. you come, you get all excited, you're all fired up, you get all this information. You're on fire, you're ready to go, and then you go back home, and then you kind of settle back into life and the way it was.
Yeah.
So what we've developed is a Wellness Warriors Challenge mm-hmm. for anybody who attends. They will have access to a 10-day online where we go over the information that was delivered today
mm-hmm.
Every day for 10 days and help all of the participants implement this. So
nice.
We take all of this information and put it into action.
Make it practical. Make it simple.
Make it live.
Well, you know, like today, I always try to make it as simple as possible. I have a lot of scientific references to the reasons that I do what I do, but that's, to me, not even the most important part, although it's cool. I like it. I'm an egghead at heart. But the idea is if they can't utilize the information, what good is it?
Right.
And, for instance, the gut recovery, I said the seat of the immune system. If we don't heal the gut, everything else we do is kind of going to fall a little bit by the wayside relative to what it could be, the potential for every therapy, even the ones that I don't agree with. If the gut's healthier, the immune system is healthier, your ability to survive even the treatment is more likely. So in terms of simplicity of message, do I need to take it and make it less confusing?
I don't think so. I think you have to have the perfect blend of scientific evidence to back up what you're saying so that it's not just your opinion. People don't want to hear opinions. They might agree with you. They mm-hmm. might disagree with you. But if you give them the basis where there's no argument that can, you know, hold mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
You have your grounds covered.
You got to find that balance, right?
You do.
Ultimately, these personal stories are the things that sometimes get people to believe it's possible,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're into the science. They're like, well, that guy was dead. Now he's alive, right? What did he do? And he tells a story or she tells a story. And so suddenly you're opened to the possibilities.
Right.
Then come in with, okay, but here's where it's validated, too. Right. And I know that not everything has been scrutinized to that degree. So I'm not here to say that things that I don't know or haven't been validated aren't real, because some people will do that. But at the same time, it's nice when you can. I have nothing against that. I like to do that. It strengthens, you know, the discussion and the argument. You know, look at this. Superdon put up the stats here. According to the CDC, 5,441 people have cancers that are thought to be tied to the 9/11 events, particularly in New York City when the buildings came down and what they were breathing and exposed to. Most are between 55 and 64 years of age, so they're the younger baby boomers, and most are emergency responders, you know, that were in the midst
right.
of all of that. So what does that tell you? They're dealing with genetic cancers? No. What were they exposed to, right? This tells you all you need to know about concentrating environmental toxins and poisons and how that can impact on the manifestation of something that we're here to talk about and prevent, much less reverse, cancer.
Yeah. You made a point, too, earlier about by the year 2020, we're expected to hit about $1 trillion in pharmaceutical
prescription drugs expenditures. Yeah. Almost $1 trillion, yes.
Coincidentally, the expected cancer diagnosis rate is said to be 1 in 2 Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not
an accident
either.
Suddenly we have a genetic epidemic of cancer. No, that doesn't happen. There's no such thing as a genetic epidemic anymore with the autism angle either. But again, folks, you know, I know it's not 11, 15 years later. We've done, because I've been on the air since 1999, so we've done shows related to 9/11 every year since this happened. And I'm not going to give it short shrift if any of y'all want to talk more about that. Certainly, I'd love to get more of this information out to those first responders that are suffering from cancer. But we're here to help. And Stephanie McKeith is here, and she's doing a great job with the Cancer Prevention Convention. We'll hear from Ty Bollinger in a little while as well, and some surprise guests that have been through cancer and have recovered thanks to the information we're getting out and Ty Bollinger is getting out. So, folks, stick around. RobertScottBell.com for all of the links. If you're in the Ann Arbor area, come on down to Weber's. That's where it's being hosted for the next, all day. We'll be here. All right.
Okay.
Stand by.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Now, my friend here might not believe me when I say this, but one of the most exciting things about coming to Ann Arbor was that I knew I had to pass through Detroit, Michigan. And I remember a family that was in Detroit, Michigan, that came to see me and Ty Bollinger and Liam Sheff and all the cast of characters on the Robert Scott Bell Show at the Health Freedom Expos all those years ago. And we're going to get a validation on that because it's been a while since he's been on the show. And the story, as it was told, was that he gave his kids an option for their summer vacation trip to go to drive down to Disney World in Orlando and see Mickey Mouse and all that fun stuff, or we could go to Chicago to the Health Freedom Expo and see Robert Scott Bell and the whole crew. And the kid said, let's go see the Robert Scott Bell Show. Still people question and say, is that for real? So Marlon Glenn is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Marlon!
Hey, what's going on, Rob?
Good to see you, my friend.
Likewise, my friend.
So you want to validate that story, because people still go, that would never happen.
Well, you know, Rob, it is kind of like when you hear it initially, you would not believe.
Yes.
That something like that is true, but that is true, and I kind of made my kids listen to you.
Yes.
As we drove to school every day. I can't say they actually enjoyed it at first, but you kind of grew on them after a while.
Yes.
They began to request it. So I did. It was a legitimate question. My wife wanted to go to Disney.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to Chicago. To me, it was a no-brainer. I mean, Disney, Chicago. Let's be real.
Right.
Who'd want to do that?
Yeah.
So had the kids. I said, look, y'all, Disney will always be there.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago may not always be there. We can see it's not there now.
Yeah, the Health Freedom Expo, not
Disney
happening.
Disney is still there. So
right. You made the good choice.
We made the right choice.
And I thought all these years, now that they're grown up, that they wouldn't really care so much anymore. But we connected last night after I flew in. We went to Chipotle with the kids, and the love is there as always it has been. And it's so great to know what you're doing in the community. We had a lot of discussion about the things you've worked within the school system, and you kind of work quietly, because if you were to say all the things you know about health and healing and diet and the vaccines, that, you know, we've heard doctors, friends of ours, get in trouble for saying these things. And you know, you've got to be careful about how you go about relating what you know.
Definitely.
But you're still here and you're still doing it, so you must be doing it right.
Well, you have to do it right. You know, Rob, you and I discussed last night that there's a need for this. There's an undercurrent. It's somewhat unheard of, but there's an undercurrent where people really want to know the truth. And that's why I admire what you do. I admire what Ty Bollinger does, because you're reaching that nexus where people really want to know what's going on. And being in schools where I am, I told you last night that I'm kind of an undercover agent,
yes,
if you will,
yes.
Just letting people know, you know, well, you don't have to eat that.
Right.
You might want to try this as an alternative. And I realize that if you phrase it a certain way, they're more receptive
to
what you're trying to say.
Yeah. So have you seen some shifts? I mean, obviously, when you go through the school year after year in the administration, the kids come and go, right?
Correct.
The teachers, the administrators mostly stay the same. Has there been a transformation in the people that you're working with? Or they still look at you as the guy that, well, we're not sure about him, we like him, he's a great guy, but man, he's into all kinds of stuff.
Well, you know what the thing about it is, I have incorporated, what they do is they see your lifestyle. I think the greatest testimony that you can have is the life that you live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have implemented the intermittent fasting. We do the juicing. And they say, Marlo, what's that you're drinking? I mean, what is that? I tell them what I'm drinking.
Yeah.
You like that stuff? I said, well, you know what? It's not about necessarily liking. It's about what it does for me, the feelings that I get for it. And they ask to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And they think it's crazy initially, but once they try it, they're like,
right,
you know, it's not as bad as you thought. It's about information and an exposure. The biggest thing is the exposure. So I have seen a subtle transformation at the job. Mm-hmm. I've got them into running. They've tried to fast, and they can only make it to noon,
yes,
before they're about to crash. But they at least make it to noon. I mean,
that's,
it's
impressive.
Yeah. Baby steps. We've got some baby steps going on.
I know.
Here.
I couldn't make it that long when I was that age.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So a little bit at a time. Even some of the students will even say, well, what are you drinking there? And
yeah,
I'll let them try it, and they'll try it, and they say, hey, you know what? This isn't as bad. It's about alternatives and exposure.
Right. Hey, Super Don, you ready to run a marathon with Marlon? He's got a marathon coming up in Akron, Ohio.
No, but I'll hold the cup of water for him
as he runs by. Yes,
come on, hey, Super Don, you got to be better than that.
I'll just drop this in Skype for you, but we actually have. I had to go back into the archives.
Yeah,
we actually have the video from Health Freedom Expo where Marlon's daughter came up to the front,
and
you were announcing that they chose to go there. I'm going to post it on our social media right now to remind people.
Oh, dude, that is a great find, Super Don.
I just found it.
And who was up there speaking? Do you remember? Who's? Can you see that? So it's really little. One of your kids.
You, I think it's
that's
Dr.
Aretha,
Caldwell.
And that's Dr. Leonard Caldwell.
Oh yeah, yeah, remember that? And he can't. That's right. That was a wild weekend. That's
mm-hmm.
right. So there's proof back from the origin. amazing. Listen, I don't know if you can stick around. I know that you're here for this as well,
sure,
but you're welcome to hang out. We'll talk some more.
Sounds
right?
like a plan.
All right, the Robert Scott Bell Show is on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Genesis Communications, CCN, is our syndicator. We're going live around the world. Archives available through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcasts on Epic Times, where else we got? SoundCloud, the new SoundCloud. And you can press play right at robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here, right now. Ty and Charlene Bollinger will be joining us a little while as well.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then, also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every year. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And we're doing that in Ann Arbor, Michigan today, the Cancer Prevention Convention. It's going to be a busy travel season after this. I think I may have a little bit of a break, but we've got St. Petersburg, Florida for the Homeoprophylaxis Conference, 7th, 8th, and 9th of October. Then the Big Truth About Cancer Ultimate Life Symposium. That's, I believe, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. Then I've got a special women's health event. that I'm going to be keynoting outside of Pittsburgh in Beaver Falls. And I'll let you know about that. That's a new one coming up in October. I don't have it in the list up in the links in the show notes yet, but it'll be there. So check it out, robertscottbell.com. And then we've got the Hearthlight event. And this is also a cancer-focused event in North Georgia, Gainesville. And Ty Bollinger and family will be there as well. I'll be there. Paul Barretero with the Echo Water will be there. We're going to play the Harlem Legends. Yes, I know. Yes, we are. I know, I know. Marlon, you should be there helping me because I suck at basketball. It's going to be very embarrassing for me.
Find that hard to believe, Rob. You don't suck at anything.
I could run and I can dribble and pass, but shooting, don't get me shooting. But it'll be fun. It's a good point, good charity and all. And just some of these guys that have been in the Harlem Globetrotters, they are now retired, so they can't use that term, but they're now called the Harlem Legends.
Okay.
And so they're coming up to be part of that charity event weekend in North Georgia. Not that you can escape from your school and parental duties, but you're welcome to come on down and help out.
See, Rob, what you're going to do is give me your calendar for the year, then I can plan my life around what you are doing to make sure that we arrive.
No, I'm just going to hang out with you, my friend. That's just too much fun. The kids are still bright lights as they were. So
well, thank you.
It's a testament to you at what's going on there as well. And you know, part of what I talk about in health and healing also gets into the body politic. You know, we talk politics from sometimes and issues of law and law enforcement. And, you know, for me, it's about recognition of who I am in relation to a servant government, who you are, who we are in that regard. And we've kind of lost it. The idea that we have to ask permission for everything, right?
True.
We're in the permission culture. It's one thing if your kids want to stay up late and if they're living under your roof, they need to ask permission, right? If they
right.
want to go out and stay out late. That's right. But once you're an adult, you think, well, I don't have to do that anymore. But suddenly you get diagnosed with a disease like cancer, and you have to ask permission of the government to have a treatment that's not chemotherapy, not radiation, and not surgery. That seems to be the antithesis of being an adult in America, the land of the free.
We've lost our identity, Rob. We talked about that last night over dinner.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at who we are as humans, and we've lost sight of who we are and our identity. When you don't understand who you are as a person and are not comfortable, and there's a measure of ignorance that goes there. We don't understand all the laws, and not even understand that some of the laws aren't even applicable to who we are.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a revelation of who we are as people.
Right.
And that takes some time to understand that, you know. Mm-hmm. It takes work to be free. We believe that you can have
yeah.
freedom without the work that goes with it. It's impossible.
Yeah, I talked earlier this morning about that freedom. I love liberty, but it comes with an equal amount of responsibility.
Without question.
And we can look around at our fellow Americans and say, you know, maybe the problem is not the government, but it's us, right?
It is.
That we are like, well, I can't do it. Let the government handle it. All of these things. And when they do, of course, it's a disaster because they don't even know how to run their own lives.
True.
They don't know how to eat well. They don't know how to detoxify their body. I mean, so it becomes toxic people trying to rule over people who are also toxic, and they don't know anything about it, but they said, you know, it's too much for me to handle, so let them do it. And there are always people on planet Earth that are willing to push their authoritarianism
of course,
on us.
They will try to say, we spoke about California and the vaccine issue there, and how dare people say that you have to have your children
mm-hmm.
vaccinated.
Yeah, we have an example of this authoritarianism in action, and it's not from this guy, but the story is going to be told by him. Jeff Pandel is on. He's here at the Cancer Prevention Convention. Just met him through Charlene Bollinger. Has a very important story to share. You were having a child, not you, your wife.
Correct.
Home birth, right?
Yes.
And, you know, a midwife assisted.
Yep.
Baby's born cord wrap,
yep.
Blue baby not breathing. So
correct.
The midwife says, you know, maybe we ought to call and get the paramedics en route just in case we can't deal with this.
Yep.
So
yep.
Take it from there. What happened?
So the paramedics came, and the one midwife used to be a paramedic, and the other just many years of midwife experience. And they just said, you know, let's get them en route in case we need some extra assistance. So she had an assistant call and was on the with 911 explaining what was going on and stuff. So paramedics came, and they came in the house, and everything was fine. And you know, really,
baby was breathing.
Yeah, a matter yeah. of minutes after the call was made, you know, she started breathing, and everything, you know, was fine, was recovering. And then we you know proceeded through the process of mom, you know, birthing the placenta. And shortly after the paramedics had exited the house, the state police had come, and I was there, and they said they wanted to come in, and I basically told them that they didn't have a reason to come in.
Was it like a state trooper?
It was a Michigan state trooper. Yeah.
Okay, so
yep.
they're coming in because they're what are they thinking is going on at this point? Because the paramedics had come and gone, right?
Yeah, well, they didn't actually tell me what they thought was going on. I only found out the day after that their excuse was that, you know, that they didn't know if it was a woman in distress or anything like that. And we know that that's not true because we were listening to the assistant, you know, describe that the baby wasn't breathing and stuff. It was nothing about woman in distress.
Okay, so this trooper comes in. You don't know why he's there at this point. He pushes his way in.
Yeah, I went to shut the door, and then he puts his boot in the door, and he tells me, you know, he's radioing to his sergeant or whatever, and then he says, you know, no, we're coming in, and then he pushes through, and then walks down the hall to the bedroom where she's, you know, in the middle of trying to.
But there, at this point, there's no emergency.
No, there's nothing to indicate that.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you've got to stand your ground. It's like your castle.
Yeah.
Now he's entered your castle for not an apparent. Maybe he's under an illusion. I don't know.
Yeah.
But most people would just lay down. And
yeah.
Do nothing, but you didn't. You called your dad? What happened?
Well, there was no reason for him to have any illusion that there would be any distress because sitting on the couch within his view would have been my mother-in-law and my three-year-old daughter playing. So that would be complete antithesis of any type of environment.
Informed him that your wife was now working on the placenta.
Yep.
So
yep.
Things were moving forward at this point.
Exactly. So he went down to the bedroom and then, you know, looked at things. And then basically the midwife, you know, looked at him and was like, you done? And then he left, and we walked back into the hallway, into the living room, kitchen area, and basically he was trying to then proceed to interview me, and I was not having it, and then he was trying to tell me that, you know, he was going to do this or that, and I just ignored him, and I got on the phone with my father, who's an attorney, and I said, look, Dad, you know, I described him what was going on. I said, how do I get this guy to my house? And he says, why does the officer say he's in the house? I said, why are you in the house? And he says, I'm in the house for emergency circumstances.
Emergency, that's key.
That was his excuse for basically violating, you know, my rights.
Yeah.
And then my dad, he said, well, is the emergency over? And I said, okay. And I said the opposite. Is the emergency over? And he proceeded to try to ignore my question. And
right.
I said, and I held out my hand. I said, is the emergency over? And then he just turned around and walked out the door.
So you pushed him. You pushed back on.
I knew the Trump words, the magic words, to make him understand that I knew the law and that I wasn't going to be pushed around.
See, that the point of this, Marlon, and I think it's so important, Jeff, and I appreciate you sharing it, and thank you to Charlene for connecting us, is that it's not only living holistically, living differently, and that puts you at risk because of people want you to behave the way they behave, right? How many people have home births in our culture anymore? And they're looked down upon. It's like, how dangerous. And of course, they medicalized childbirth. And what is the first thing they want to do to a child born in a hospital?
Vaccinate.
With hepatitis B, like your baby's going to sneak out and get a tattoo with a dirty needle. What? I mean, and so you have control over the circumstance. There's an emergency. Midwives are usually prepared. Everything was done responsibly. They come in and they want to push. They probably want to take the baby. They probably want to take other kids. This is the story we hear.
Mm-hmm.
But you push back because you knew, and your dad helped in that case. He said, is the emergency over? And then he knew he was out at that point. But you can't cower in fear in those circumstances, and that's a difficult thing to learn.
And what you see in his story is that overarching police state, that they are anxious to exert their rights and their force upon us in any and all circumstances. Something as sacred as childbirth becomes as cause for state police intervention.
Yeah. And again, emergency. Remember, anytime a declared emergency exists, there's no longer a rule of law. Because what happens is something called the rule of necessity.
Right.
And the rule of necessity means there is no law. So you want to make sure you're out of that emergency or have them acknowledge that it no longer exists, and then they'll go, or you can at that point throw them out. But as you said, did you get the tapes of the 911 call just to put back?
I didn't. I didn't push it that far.
Okay.
No.
All right. But at this point, baby's good, all good, the family's good?
Everything's good, very, very healthy.
How long ago was
this? All
of our
girls are vaccine-free. Emmy is 18 months, so that happened about 18 months ago.
Wow, beautiful.
So, yeah, all vaccine-free, healthy girls.
So what inspired you to come to the Cancer Prevention Convention today?
We found out 2 weeks ago that my wife has cervical cancer, and we had been watching the Truth About Cancer DVDs,
mm-hmm.
and the gynecologist that we met with that informed us that she had cervical cancer had directed us that, you know, that she was going to need a hysterectomy and that, you know, different things come out. And the ripple effects of that, we just weren't willing to accept.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like my father, he has gone through cancer 3 times. The most recent time is leukemia. And the chemo, you know, is you know, just caused him so many problems. We just knew we weren't going to go down that road.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's kind of brought us here.
Well, you're inspiring others through your story, your courage to stand up to authority. And again, we are often looked at as the troublemakers, right? for simply standing our ground and saying, no, this is our family, this is my family, you do not belong in here. And we need more people to recognize that that is the posture we need to push back on those that don't belong, to violate us and to really force us to do things that we know are not in our best interest, that's the best interest of our children, etc.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that's tough, isn't it? Not the easiest way to live life, but it's the way you live righteously.
But you know, Rob, when you think about how things are not easy, I mean, there's nothing that is easy that's really worth fighting for. You have to step and put your neck out there. And that's where they have us, where we don't feel that we are able to do it. It's a fear factor.
Yes.
Are you afraid to stand forward? Mm-hmm. Are you afraid to stand up for your rights? Are you afraid to defend your family? We just have to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute we say no, we realize that that bully has to back down.
Mm-hmm. Having all that knowledge changes that, too. Mm-hmm. Knowledge, I think, expels that fear. Once I had the knowledge of what I was supposed to say to him, it completely expelled any fear of him.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I was to just go toe-to-toe with him, just basically on, you know, staring him down, that, you know, then I'm fighting very hard with that fear. But that knowledge, it completely expels that.
Yeah, what you're talking about is investigating things that very few people seem to know anymore. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, I hosted a Constitution class down where I am last month, and I'm encouraging people to dig deeper. We have somebody from the 10th Amendment Center that's going to be speaking later today about these concepts. How do you communicate? What are the rights and wrongs in this regard? And that's not to say there's never a case where you do everything right and something wrong happens, but that's where I take it to the spiritual realm of always being connected to that voice, that still voice that's trying to say, let me get you out of this danger, right? Or let me get you into the Braves game with Ty Bollinger in the 7th or 8th inning because you guys need to be there. Whatever it is, listen, because it will care for you, it will protect you, and it will empower you. And Jeff Pandel, it's so good to have you on board.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, my friend.
Thank you.
Great connect. Marlon Glenn hanging out with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a number of surprise guests we're going to be talking with here at the Cancer Prevention Convention. If you miss a minute, the archives will be there at robertscottbell.com through SoundCloud, also through our syndicator, GCN. Back with more powerful healing in Ann Arbor, Michigan after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium level. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Who says you can't have fun while talking about, well, serious topics like cancer? We got to. We got to laugh. And Ty Bollinger was just on stage with his beautiful, wonderful wife, Charlene, and they were presenting here at the Cancer Prevention Convention. They also talked about laughter as well as the greatest medicine, the healing that we need. And, you know, if we can't have time for fun and laughter even in the midst of these hard things, then, you know, what's it for? What are we going to do? I mean, there's great flow of spirit when we're laughing. We're in that moment, that special place. So thanks for making me laugh, Ty, every time I look at you.
Yeah. See, I look at you, right?
That was actually Dr. Rasha Bittar coming through me.
You're not laughing with me, you're laughing at me.
That's
fine.
God.
That's okay. As long as it makes you laugh. I'm stimulating that immune system and making
you
laugh.
Exactly. The thing is, you know, when we get together, we have so much fun. And, you know, we know, and people coming up, they're crying. They're so grateful for you guys and what you're doing. You know that. Yet, at the same time, there's joy in the tears. There is a joy and gratitude in the tears. And, you know, eventually you turn it and you lighten it up and you're silly. You know, being willing, I thought about being willing to be a fool for God. Right? God asks you to do the strangest things, and you're like, really? Yeah. People need to laugh. And, you know, if you're willing to do that, you're willing to go where you need to go.
Well, you two are masters of comedy. When I listen to the show, I'm always a week behind.
Oh.
You know, so what I do is I listen to each week, but I always start with Wednesday, hour two.
Okay. Robert, right there.
That's time.
Outside
right
the
there,
box.
Right then and there. Gets the week started off on a good note, because you two are hilarious.
There's hilarious. No way, Marlon, Glenn, you have a week behind, because you're running marathons. That behind's got to be strong.
See what I'm saying? Boom.
Yeah, it makes you laugh. Gotta laugh.
Oh,
my gosh. So Charlene connected us with Jeff Pandel. What a story that is. I mean, profound in that the posture again. We have a culture of fear. A lot of people come to America and go, you guys are really afraid of your government, right? And it's like interesting because that's not something you would normally think. Yeah. If you lived in Soviet Russia or East German, when the Soviet bloc was there, you're afraid of your government. But they expect you to come to America. You actually don't feel free here. You look, people are watching you. You're in a bank. They suspect you or you're a criminal.
Right.
It's like, wow, have we shifted from that love of liberty?
Yeah, we have. It reminds me of a story that I've shared before, but when we were in Riga, Latvia, doing the Global Quest last year, and we were right there in the center square, and they called it the Freedom Monument. It's about a 200-foot monument when they got freedom from Russia. And we were out there filming. It was actually Dr. Tony Jimenez and I were there, and they were filming us. And about the time we started filming, one of the Riga police cars drove by. And I stopped and kind of was thinking they were going to do, you know, they were going to say, you can't film here or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just drove by. We're going somewhere else. And the guy that was there with us, his name is Andrei Repasevsky. He's a Russian. He said, you thought they were after you, didn't you? And I said, yeah. He laughed. He said, no, that only happens in America. That doesn't happen in Latvia or Russia.
Really?
Wow.
Now, yeah. Marla, what do you make of the you know, because the controversy of the police state, we talk about it in terms of health and healing and cancer, but a lot of folks are, you know, playing up and polarizing the population over the police state attacking people, mm-hmm. right? And we know there's legitimacy or illegitimacy in that action, yet there's so much more, and when we're operating around a country that has so many laws and regulations that even if you don't mean to, you're going to violate something
true.
Every day.
That's true. When you look at the whole system, the way it's set up, you can see it's just like Ty was talking about, that subtle transformation, how we've gone from being peace officers to law enforcement officers. And it's a subtle mindset. I was golfing the other day with a couple of friends of mine, and we were talking about presidential politics. And they were basically saying, I posed the question, do presidents have the power to do whatever they want to do? They thought about it for a second. And they pretty much said, well, yeah, the president can do whatever he wants to do. Then I asked them, well, can you differentiate between being a president and being a king? Because what you're saying, you're basically saying he has the power and authority to do whatever he feels on any whim. Mm-hmm. How is that compatible with liberty? How is that compatible with a free nation when somebody can just arbitrarily say, okay, Robert, you're done for the day.
Yeah.
And you have to comply. That's not the essence of the nation of which we were supposed to be founded upon. It just is not.
Yeah, and that's the key word, supposed to be.
Yeah.
That was the nation that we thought we were growing up in. But as it's morphed over these last couple of decades, and the police state is clamped down, and we've seen that our loss of constitutional rights,
mm-hmm.
it just pervasive now.
Yeah.
Then we see that's really not the America that we live in today, which is sad.
Yeah. Well, Aretha, your dad is awesome, just in case you didn't know that.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Marlon Glenn, he's a star, and I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you some more afterwards. TMB, can you hang out for a little more? We got a guest talking about cancer, some interesting stories coming up.
Only if you promise not to laugh at me.
No, we'd never laugh at you. Only with you. You have to promise to laugh at me.
Can I get to say it, Robert?
Yes, go ahead.
The power to heal is yours.
Yes.
Bam.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet. It and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.